from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A 23-year-old man who might be in Timmins or Iroquois Falls is wanted by the OPP for breaching his parole. Tyler Doskox is serving 2 years on 6 convictions that include robbery, break, enter, and theft, and uttering threats to kill animals. A court claim has been filed by the Taquatagamo First Nation against Newmont Mining and the Ontario government. Chief Bruce Archibald says his community is looking for compensation and for correction of the wrongs committed while mining was established on its territory for the past 110 years. He says the Pamour property was set up without proper engagement with Taquatagamo.
We're looking for meaningful compensation for all the impacts that our people have faced over the last 110 years. And it's not just 110 years of the past, it's the next 7 generations that are going to be affected by the operations that they own within the 101 corridor.
Archibald wants meaningful negotiations for money and acknowledgement of the people of his community. The Ministry of Mines confirms it was served with the statement of claim on Thursday and says it would be inappropriate to comment while it's before the courts. Newmont, meanwhile, says over the past year it has engaged in good faith to reach a meaningful and fair agreement with Taquatagamo. It also points out it has invested $160 million on a water treatment plant at Pamour. It says that plant will return upwards of 13 million cubic meters of treated water into 3 watersheds. The Rotary Club of Timmins Porcupine has received what the YMCA considers one of its most prestigious awards. Regional Y manager Courtney Berlinghoff says it's called the YMCA Peace Medallion.
The group or individual has to exemplify the values of peace, which is participation, empathy, advocacy, community, and empowerment.
There are 2 presented every year locally. The other recipient for 2024 is former Timmins Police Constable Rick Lemieux. Local history now and the return of the annual Santa Claus Parade in Timmins in 1989. Local historian Karen Bachman says after a couple of years, the Saturday morning event switched to the evening. Among the reasons is that businesses said they were too busy during the day.
Exactly. And that's that changing society idea that, you know, we had different priorities, different things going on. The stores were a little bit different at the time when we made those changes. And so let's concentrate on the business in the day and let's have some fun during the evening.
Bachman says the nighttime event added to the ongoing theme of centering it on children and family Christmases.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.